Okay. Can you hear me in the back at this volume? Okay, good. It's a pleasure to be here and to offer you this workshop for the day. Splendid. So I just want to just say a few things just about the day, and that'll be it's going to be divided into periods of meditation and periods where I'll talk, but I'll also be taking a lot of questions, and really I do want to hear things about your meditation practice. I really like questions that are more or less grounded in one's experience in meditation. And so, you know, always feel free to let me know something about your meditation practice, your history, or what's been going on when you ask a question. And I think I'll be able to respond more succinctly to what you're looking for. The topic of today's workshop, you know, in some ways I could say it's just a title, but all titles have some kind of meaning to them. In a way, the real meaning around this workshop today for me is that I see so many meditators over the years, over 25 years of teaching meditation, coming into practice and in many cases, having been diligent meditators, either in Vipassana or Zen or Tibetan or Vedanta, and putting in a lot of years of practice with some people, and eventually, really, most people I know have had to come to their own practice. They've had to see that meditation has to be, in a sense, brought forth from within your experience of meditating. And that's one of my earlier definitions of meditation, is that meditation is our experience of meditation. You know, rather than trying to look at it from the outside as to what this particular teacher says or tradition, which may be very wise and, how do you say, in certain respects, very, very clear and inspiring. But when it comes down to your time on the cushion, it really is what you experience as meditation and what you find yourself doing. You know, there's this idea that when we go to a meditation retreat and we all get the same instruction, that we're all doing the same thing. We know that's not the case. You know, it can't be the case. We're all taking in instructions in slightly different ways. We're modifying them. We're doing our own practice. And that's why many times people wonder, you know, am I doing this correctly? Am I doing this right? You know, often when you're wondering, am I doing a certain technique right, you're probably doing your own practice. You're probably, in a way, kind of finding your own kind of way of meditating because you can't quite get what the ideas are that are being presented. You can't quite do it in the abstract, ideal way that the practice is presented to us. And that's, you know, what it is like as human beings. You know, we take in ideas and concepts and we have to work on them in our experience, and oftentimes we really start to find, well, they're helpful tools at the beginning, but after a while we really do need to rely on what it is we know for ourselves. But that's a different kind of work. It's different to meditate following a set of instructions or a technique than to be more on your own. Because being on your own may feel like, well, you're left to your own devices. You're supposed to figure out too many things yourself. It's too chaotic. You're not sure really where to go. And so to me, when it comes to meditation or learning meditation, there does seem to be these two extremes we fall into around, you know, floundering and being on our own too much and not knowing, and things being just too sharp and clear and rigid. So to really look for something in the middle, you know, what is something that is not rigid, that's still flexible, that's still deep and meaningful, and that may fit in with the tradition or the wisdom that you're seeking to arrive at in your practice, and yet isn't just kind of completely, how do you say, so unstructured, so out there that you don't really know what you're doing. So in my first book, On Learning Meditation, I really did address this question, but a book can't address it completely. It really needs to be kind of looked at within each of us in our own practice. So today, what I would like for you to consider is that to come into your own meditation practice, you actually may have to do some review around the practices you've done and kind of sit with some of the things that you've found to be useful in meditation, some of the things that just come up for you, and also not do those. You know, also kind of feel like you have the freedom, well, I can just let myself try something else here. I can make other choices. Many meditation practices are presented to us that there's only one choice, follow the instruction. But that doesn't teach us about the different things that come up within our sittings and the possible choices we can make. So I'd like for you to consider today that you have permission to do the practices you've done and also not to do them. You have really freedom to find things, you know, that work for you at this time. And also to consider, you know, trying things out that you haven't done before. So one thing you probably haven't done much in meditation is allow your thoughts into your sittings. So that's, to me, one of the first steps, you know, is to sit and let yourself think. And remember, we should turn off mobiles and anything else. So really, that's part of this whole thing to me, is that if we allow ourselves to think, and we're going to also allow ourselves to feel, we're going to be able to allow certain emotions to come up. We're going to allow ourselves to daydream, to plan, to reminisce. And we're also probably going to, I hope, allow ourselves to go towards sleep. We're going to let ourselves drift off. You know, the various things you've been probably trying not to do in meditation. It's a good place to start. And if you go into the sitting and you feel, okay, I'm just thinking, I'm just, you know, going over what it was like coming here, the conversations I had before walking in, you know, or some of the things that I've been saying, just let yourself have that transition. Instead of trying to make a fine line or a sharp line between meditating and not meditating, let yourself have these thoughts that are going on in your head before the sitting, and just let them right into the sitting. Just see what you can kind of allow to kind of break down that boundary between, you know, what you do before a meditation sitting and what happens in a meditation sitting. And the instruction I give for beginning meditators, for anyone who really hasn't meditated, and for those who may feel you need a bit more structure than what I'm presenting, is to, you can always bring your attention to the touch of your hands, you know, touching legs, hands touching one on top of the other, your feet touching the mat, your rear against the cushion. Just this external contact of your lower body. And part of the reason for that is that the body is, you know, not changing much while we're sitting. You know, we're not noticing it going in and out like the breath or anything like that. It's just kind of there. So if you just allow thoughts and feelings into your sitting, and you need a place to come back to just for a moment or two of feeling a bit more grounded, just bring your attention back to the touch of the hands or the feet. But don't hold your attention there. That's another thing about this approach. Just use it kind of like a perch, a place to land for a little bit, and then let things go on again. If they're going to continue as they were before, that's fine. You know, if you feel like you need to change posture, you know, during the sitting, either, you know, move from a chair to the floor, floor to the chair, or lie down on the ground, you can do that. Just do that in a very kind of, you know, quiet, respectful way. Don't do that like several times in the sitting, you know, a few times or once or twice, and you'll find that that will work. So when you adopt a new posture, try to get it to a place where you feel, okay, I can stay here for another, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes or so. And that's all. The last thing I want to say about this approach and what we're doing is really the area of how we relate to ourselves when we meditate. Sometimes we're not aware of how much pressure we're bringing into our sittings, how much harshness and force we're actually kind of is there while we're meditating. So I want you to just see, you know, if you recognize yourself being kind of harsh or judgmental or pressured, don't stop it. Let yourself be harsh, judgmental, and pressured, but just be kinder to it. Just be a bit gentler with yourself around these different things. That's okay, you know. And if you're kinder to yourself around things without trying to stop them, that will, I believe, have a beneficial effect on kind of your inner world as you continue to sit. So I usually sit with eyes closed. If you sit with eyes open, you can, or if you open your eyes, that's fine. But we'll begin the sitting, and then after the meditation sitting is over, after I ring the bell, I'm just going to talk about something that we do after the meditation sitting. Stay tuned, we'll just sit for about half an hour. We'll start with a half hour sitting.